Back to another edition of the BA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. And Grandpa Bell's Grunts and Groans with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bell. Welcome one and all. This is actually my YouTube offering, daily offering. Grandpa Bell's Grunts and Groans at Bill Holt. 8792. Please give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe, continue to pay it forward. We continue to grow exponentially with your help. By you doing so, we appreciate that. This is where I usually do my thoughts, overviews, material as to how it will eventually migrate out and mitigated by me out to my three daily audio shows, where I've been blessed to be on most of the platforms where you would hear any podcast show. So today, good morning, and it's actually January the 4th, 2024, at time of this taping. And I usually do these in about 15-minute to 25-minute duration of time for the YouTube. So what I want to revisit here in my daily shows that now that the new year's come, I'm in my sixth year, 7 days a week, 365. So please do interchange with our daily polls at the message board at my shows. My upcoming guests, there's always a prelude show to each before their appearances. I just had my first guest of this new calendar year, Tim Doyle. Hi, Tim, from over in China. And I just did the recap of that snippet, and I'm going to talk more about what Tim and I talked about on my radio show. And this is kind of a combination of that show and recapping actually an astrological report reading chart that Tim sent me afterwards, and also a numerology report. I have the first part of my radio show already taped pertinent to the astrological chart recap, and the second part of that will be the numerology chart. So much more about Tim Doyle, the show we just did, the show I just released pertinent to, and some information that Tim's working on his own side of possibly doing a bi-monthly podcast of his own as the new year starts to feather out. And he and his webmaster are delineating on that. And I may play a facet in that if it all comes to fruition. Stay tuned. Tim will probably most assuredly be a guest back on my show. As February becomes, I'd love to have him be on my show at least once a month, and we'll see how that all fetters out. So I will be doing his numerology show of the numerology chart that he sent me on my radio show in tandem with a recap of the astrology chart. Very interesting. It's the first chart I've ever had done in my 69 plus years of counting. So here I want to revisit from my workouts for geriatrics faction of one of my shows, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, where predominantly it's we Silver Streakers in the audience, but it's about all things health, senior citizenry, and for all kids 1 to 92, and workouts, physical, resistance bands, free weights, nutrition, health care. All of those topics, and in those archival shows pertinent to workouts for geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers. As I've said before, it's a knockoff of the formal Silver Sneakers program offered by Anthem, and then the weightlifting part, a lot of it's adapted from the YouTube series 2012 2012 from the year of its inception, about my 13th, 14th year of my own practicing there, and I do knockoffs of the workouts from there in the physical sense, and then what I extrapolate by myself going to Silver Sneakers, and then, you know, presenting my videos, which I'm tardy on. So speaking of that, I'm about to do an audio here in regards to breathing that ties into, I talked about in my shows, I'm now embarked to revisiting again after a little bit of a hiatus of attaining and training myself for my Reiki 3 accreditation. I am Reiki 2 accredited, And then the Qigong element of our videos that we do, and specifically myself concentrating a lot more on Qigong as this new year has become and as last year ended. So unleashing the power of your breath, which we've talked about before, deep breathing hacks for inner strength. I'll be doing a video to coincide with what you're seeing here. I'm just talking about the methods for my audio version of my shows. So beyond mindless gaps of breathing that we've talked about before, for sure, every Tuesday, freedomsnap.org, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I go there as an audience member, and it's guided by our leader and spokesperson and mediator and meditator, superior, extraordinaire, Seth Lee Brzezinski, each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please do join us. We're always looking for the 100th monkey mind and beyond. We talk all about these subjects there, to include the breathing. Many of you that follow these shows, you've seen me either still shot-wise photos and or videos hold up my human body book. That's embraced a lot about what we talk about at freedomsnap.org, what I've been talking about in these shows for going into my 6 year daily and podcast shows that I did previous to that for a decade before that, and talking about this in life and in business long ago and far away, now 2 years retired for, I don't know, half a century within my own practicing of meditation, yoga, tai chi, kung fu, knockoffs of. Thus is my videos at Workouts for Geriatrics. So the breathing techniques, beyond mindless gaps of how we take our breath and hold them, untapped potential for stress relief and focus and even physical power by exploring the transformative world of deep breathing exercises based a lot on Qigong, which I'll get into in the videos when I catch up with the audios that I'm working on releasing at the show. So these are quick overviews of what you'll hear there and eventually see at my videos. So exercises to ignite your inner glow, belly breaths. Quickly, it's to channel your inner yogi, whether you're lying down or sitting comfortably with your hands on your belly, inhaling deeply through your nose, and feeling your stomach expand like a balloon, and exhale slowly, squeezing your abs and pulling your navel right in towards your spine. I'll do that in a video upcoming. And I always like to do everything in multiples of 10. We talked about that, and you're ultimately shooting for 5 to 10 minutes. Slow and slow, the tortoise and the hare. My visual, closing my eyes, using my hologram, I equate it to a fireplace billows, if you will. If you can get that undulation of, okay, you've got the billows contracted, if you will, okay? And then as you fill your belly out, but then actually have your belly expand, the billows is filling with the air. And then as you constrict the billows, you're working on constricting your muscles of your stomach, your torso, and it's about kundalini and raising your energy to the top. We'll get to that in the videos. So belly breaths, and what you're working on is channeling your inner yogi, whether you're lying down or sitting comfortably with your hands on your belly, inhaling deeply through your nose, feeling your stomach expand like a balloon, and then exhaling slowly, squeezing your abs and pulling your navel towards your spine. And you actually want to kind of concave your back end. We'll get to that. You're causing or creating another contour to the twisting that we'll also do with the breathing in a series of Qigong exercises. Coming up. Those are coming up. So deep calming breath. And I'll also be talking about box breathing. It's like a square box, if you will. And breathing in for whatever number of counts. For this example, let's say 4 counts, holding it for 4. And then exhaling it for another 4. And then holding it again for another 4. It's a series of training. It's another muscle training. But it's your diaphragm. And we'll get to that. So you're focusing on each part of the cycle visualizing the calm that is filling your lungs. And with each inhale and tension leaving with each exhale, and then always thinking about something that brings you joy. I'm closing my eyes and I'm seeing my granddaughter. She always brings me joy. So again, repeat 5 to 10 minutes. Ultimately, as we work up in the series of workouts for geriatrics, when I get on the stick on catching up with the videos, and I'll talk about the warrior breath. You can actually feel the fire within. You want to stand tall with your hands on your hips, which I will do in the videos. Inhaling deeply, expanding your chest and your ribs, and roar out. You're actually roaring like the lion, like the warrior. Exhaling out, drawing your navel towards your spine and feeling grounded like a rooted tree. This also has part of the martial arts element of Qigong, which I talked about in one of my shows, a recent note. So to boost the power, you want to squeeze it out. I use the billows analogy. Use whatever works for you for that visualization, or whatever your expertise and experience is or isn't. Interchange with me at the message boards. Leave me messages on that. So squeeze it in, squeeze it out. On your exhale, engage your ab muscles fully, drawing your navel towards your spine. This increases the force of your exhalation, and it maximizes your oxygen exchange, and it's leaving you feeling refreshed, and it will. So visualize it. Imagine your breath as a cleansing wave on an ocean as the tide comes in and out, the ebbing tide. If that helps you get an oscillating fan, maybe not such a good example, what works for you on the visualization concept. So you want to get that mindful flow and glow to coincide and coexist. So connect your breath to the movement of the videos. Synchronize your inhales with raising your arms as you exhale and lower them. We'll talk about the movements in the videos. Then we'll talk about some other Qigong exercises, which I did talk about yesterday. Arms extended, thumbs up in the air, using peripheral, focusing straight, actually seeing your right and left thumb up in the air. And then pulling your hand in, extending it to your nose, and pushing extreme left and then extreme right, a series of Qigong exercises to coincide with the breathing. We'll talk about basic belly breaths, finding a comfortable position, be it sitting or lying down or standing. Placing one hand on your chest and the other on your belly, inhaling slowly through your nose and feeling your belly expand like a balloon. Or billows, if you will. The chest and hand should stay relatively still, left over right. We've talked about that. You should actually feel your right hand coming out and your left hand coming in. We'll expound and expand upon that in the videos. We'll talk about the rib stretch breaths. That's a variation of intercostal muscles between your ribs, promoting greater lung expansion. I'll do some more videos and still shots holding up the human body book to show you the body parts in conjunction with the videos and then these oral dissertations as well. Inhale deeply through your nose, feeling your ribs flare out to your sides and back. Exhale slowly through pursed lips, drawing your ribs inward, repeating 5 to 10 times. We'll talk about counting breaths and highlight the technique to do that. There's much information that I'll allude to online that you can look up all of this information. I'll highlight it at the radio show with some links in the descriptions of those shows. I'm talking about embracing the ball exercise and some information online neutrality, so you can check out your own sources. Please do. And then join me at the shows for putting these into works. So that's what we'll do at the radio shows as they fetter out. How are we doing on the studio clock here? Pretty good. We're only up to, I think I cut out at 3 minutes. So you may have only heard about 3 minutes of this. And I may have to do it over again anyway. So that's basically what I'll be doing at the shows. And I'll say bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Do you join me at the shows? So more about Tim Doyle, the show I just did, what the essence was of that show, the astrology chart and numerology chart that he sent me via email after that show, my dissecting that, it's pretty deep, and my reviewing that on the audio version of my shows, and then revisiting the workouts for geriatrics, which we just alluded to and highlighted here. And then I always got something for you at the Holistic Healing Hour show. I'll probably be doing some prelude shows of upcoming guests for February, which I have two booked. And then as we inch our way closer to March, I have a booked appointment for March. And I'm working on probably having Byron Athene for his sixth appearance, first time around this year, probably with what's left of January. So stay tuned. Bye-bye.